This is Reason to Linger, written by Ranger Jedi 67 and read by Flower Parish. This is a Merlin fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Merlin/Arthur. Summary: Arthur is reluctant to get out of bed on a cold winter morning. Merlin has a few ideas to help. Arthur's chilly fingers quickly thwarted Merlin's attempt to rise from bed and go fetch breakfast. "Too early," Arthur muttered mulishly. Merlin smiled as he felt Arthur pull him closer to truly prevent him from getting out of bed. It was a favorite tactic of Arthur's ever since Merlin moved into his chambers full-time. Not that Merlin minded overmuch. Morning cuddles were a good way to start the day. "We have to get up, Arthur," Merlin said, amusement coloring his tone, as Arthur pressed flush against his back. Arthur shook his head obstinately and buried his face in Merlin's hair. Fondness swept through Merlin, as it often did when Arthur was like this. It was absurdly endearing, not that he'd ever admit it aloud. "No," Arthur grumbled. "I'm the king. If I want to stay in bed, I can, because I'm the king." Merlin chuckled at the argument and leaned back in Arthur's hold. "Oh, and what would you say to the knights if one of them tried that?" Merlin teased. "Something tells me you wouldn't let Gawain get away with an excuse like that." Arthur huffed. "That's different. Knights have to obey the king," he declared, into the back of Merlin's head. Rolling his eyes fondly, Merlin replied, "Naturally, sire." Arthur grumbled some more and pressed closer, but shifted to hook his chin over Merlin's shoulder. "You have two meetings and training today," Merlin pointed out. "Cancel them," Arthur ordered, tightening his arms. Merlin smirked and tangled his fingers with Arthur's over his sternum. "So, it's okay if I get up, but you don't want to," Merlin groused, pretending to be irritated. Arthur sighed, but Merlin knew his beloved saw right through his pretense. "Send one of those magic messages you do to the counselors, telling them the session is canceled," Arthur suggested. "And send one to Leon telling him he can take the reports from the knights running the border stations and lead training today." Merlin snickered. "Should I just tell Leon he's taking the throne while I'm at it?" Snorting, Arthur replied, "Fairly sure he'd storm in here and drag me out of bed himself." Merlin considered this for a moment. "No, he'd have Gawain do that part," Merlin disagreed. "Leon would just lecture you on duty and responsibility, while Gawain unceremoniously dragged you out of bed by your ankles. He'd probably rope Gwen in, too. She'd stand in the doorway looking very disappointed in you, even as Gawain dumped you on the floor. That would be the worst bit." Arthur groaned pitifully, as if imagining the chaotic scene. Merlin had to admit that it would be highly amusing, as long as it was happening to Arthur and not him. Though he knew in such a scenario, he'd get Gwen's quiet disappointment too for encouraging Arthur's behavior. "Ugh, they all would too," Arthur grumbled, even as he tugged the blankets tighter around them both. "But, Merlin, it's cold, and this bed is quite warm and comfortable." Of course it was cold. They were only a few days away from Yule. It was winter. It was meant to be cold. Not that Arthur cared for such logic. Merlin twisted out of Arthur's hold and turned to face him. "If only you happened to know a sorcerer who knew how to light fireplaces with magic and cast warming spells on your boots and clothing," Merlin teased. "Such a thing would be very helpful right about now, wouldn't it?" Arthur raised a brow in challenge. Merlin smiled innocently back. "Our fireplace is suspiciously still unlit," Arthur declared after several heartbeats. "Less talking, more magicking. Or I'm going to start believing this whole most powerful sorcerer to ever live thing is a load of nonsense." Merlin sighed woefully. "There's just no pleasing you. Magicking isn't even a word. I'm a warlock, remember, you prat?" Arthur smirked and Merlin rolled his eyes. "It's a word if I say it is. I'm the king, after all," Arthur teased. Merlin grinned and raised one of his hands in the general direction of the fireplace. With a few murmured words, a few logs moved themselves from the stack beside the fireplace and settled into place, ready to be lit. Another quick spell, and a fire roared to life. "Better?" Merlin asked as he settled fully back under the thick blankets. Arthur hummed. "Perhaps." Merlin shook his head fondly. "All right, I suppose we can stay in bed until the fire warms things up a little," Merlin allowed. Arthur grinned victoriously and pulled Merlin back into his arms to cuddle. The end.